Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line, ABC News political director Rick Klein. Of course, Rick, don't need to tell you about what has been on everyone's mind here in Buffalo. And we saw the president's visit earlier this week, obviously on the tip of everyone's tongue in Washington, too, what the response should be. I think it's tough for us to think along those lines here, Rick. For most people, this is still so shocking. Everybody's so sad, angry to think about what a response should be. But what is that talk in Washington?
Sadly, it's fallen into very predictable talking points. You hear from one side, this is not the time to politicize a tragedy. You hear from another, calls for gun control. Look, some of these incidents like this can never be truly prevented. I think there's always going to be focus on the culture, the missed signals, mental illness, those sort of things. But I think looking to Washington for solutions is a mistake on two levels. I think one is, these are not the kind of things that federal policies can fix, certainly not overnight. And the second is just the reality of our polarized politics is that different parties see incidents like this, tragedies like this, in much different ways, and they see the solutions in different ways. And we have a divided country, a divided state, a divided government, and as long as that's the case, you're not going to see a unity in response that means changing federal laws in a meaningful way.
You know, on the president and first lady's visit, what is the takeaway? I mean, he didn't, in his remarks to the families, he didn't call for any specific legislation that he wants from Congress. But was it more maybe about the tone of the visit and just to be here for those families?
Yeah, the controller-in-chief job, I think, is something that President Biden is particularly well-suited to do, given the losses in his family and, frankly, the losses he's had to deal with as a lawmaker over the year. I think, look, the headline was the way that he called out white supremacy, replacement theory, some of the conservative talking points that we've seen circulate among politicians, among media, right-wing media in the last couple of years, and being very direct about how he views that as unacceptable, dangerous. That, to me, was where we saw him start to tread some new ground. It wasn't in policy, and frankly, 6 months before midterm elections, with his party, his prospects down, and some of the other issues around the economy, inflation, and immigration and crime, facing it, I don't see how there's a turnaround possible that leads toward policy beyond just the kind of the typical talking points. But I think, you know, he understands the raw tragedy that's being felt right now in Buffalo and well beyond. And I think when he thinks about his role as a president in calling out some of the sources behind it at this point, not necessarily talking about new laws that aren't going to pass anyway.
Yeah, on that point about new laws, the president said here, he was asked about a domestic terrorism law, and I believe his exact words were, we have the laws on the books to deal with this. And you know, in a way, this happening here does show the limitations of some laws. New York has very strict gun laws, but still this person was able to buy a gun legally with a background check, despite having that threat made to a school just within the past year. And after he bought that gun legally, able to, somewhat easily, it seems, make these modifications to it to turn it very easily into something that wouldn't be legal here. So even if we are talking about new laws, there's that question as to what they would have done in the first place.
I think that's a really smart point, and I think President Biden recognizes that. I think politicians recognize that. It's easy to point fingers after the fact, and what's also heartbreaking is there are all those mixed signals at every level. You think someone that made those kind of threats, you know, would have a particular, they'd have an eye on them. That is akin to terrorist threats, as Biden himself ultimately embraced. But, you know, look, we live in a free country that makes it pretty easy to obtain weapons. And until or unless there's kind of a bigger national or state-level uprising that changes that, I don't see how it changes. You know, I go back to the Newtown shooting in Connecticut a decade or so back, and that seemed like the moment that was going to really tip the politics. And we were in a new era where there was a bipartisan consensus that this is just wrong after all those children were slaughtered, just ultimate, awful, 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 and still nothing was able to pass. And so if that couldn't move it, I really don't know what does. And I hate to say it, but I don't think this tragedy is going to change much around the national debate.
What about social media, Rick, that aspect of this? I mean, the terror was live streamed. And then we found out about the nearly 600-page manifesto that he had shared, the shooter had shared, with a private chat group. I mean, we're talking about private companies here. How far can they go with this?
Yeah, we saw Governor Hochul take that point of view this week and call for a bigger crackdown. There's also federal efforts to do the same. You know, it's hard because you do have free speech. It's a private company, as you mentioned. And it's a very hard thing to police. And the social media companies have long taken the position that they aren't publishers. They're platforms where people get to put their information out. It isn't like you and I talking on the radio. It's, you know, anyone can post anything they want on a Facebook or a Twitter. And that's a very hard thing to get around. And you know, no one has the manpower to do that or the financial incentive, frankly, to police everything that's put up there. But especially with the live stream capability, the idea that people are able to watch this live on an app is just sort of galling and disgusting. And there's been efforts to try to change that. I'm not optimistic about them making a real difference. I think there's a lot of technical and political obstacles along the way, but that has been a rightful part of the focus. And again, Governor Hochul seems to be the leading edge of that.
One of the other things the president said while he was here earlier this week was, you know, after making that comment about having the laws on the books, you know, he said we have to look at ourselves. We have to look at what we're doing in our everyday life. Look at the information we are taking in. Look at, you know, our interactions with people to combat whether it is racism, whether it's some other form of extremism, or whether it is somebody within your household falling down one of these paths. And I'm wondering if maybe instead of legislation or something like that that never really seems to go anywhere, you know, as we talked about, if it does, the impact, it's questionable, if there is maybe room here for a push on resources instead to help people do what the president said, help people kind of look at what's going on in their own lives. You know, maybe that's some sort of mental health counseling. Maybe that's just education on, hey, paying more attention to what your kids are doing online. I mean, is that something that is more likely to happen than some big legislative push?
I think yes, but I also think kind of coded inside of what the president was saying there is that, you know, we all look to government entities to fix these things, and that's just not how life works. And it would be nice to think that you could pass a law that would make all this go away, but you know, there's a lot of individuals, sometimes at government levels, oftentimes they're just at family or school levels that are interacting and seeing and making decisions. And, you know, I think the people that interacted with the shooter in this case, you know, had reasons to be suspicious, had reasons to alert people, had reasons to go to the next level with it, chose not to, or to avail themselves of that. Maybe more education would help, but ultimately you're going to have things like this that happen. And it's going to fall to individuals to do something about, I think, more than the federal government.
Rick, thank you. We appreciate it. Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.